I don't know if you've heard, but he's been mentioned in high places. Even Vinny's come into the studio to join me. Good morning, Vinny.
Good morning. Did you watch Question Time last night?
I did watch Question Time.
Did you really? You just can't get enough of Stephen.
No,
anything he's associated with.
No, well, I didn't listen to him on the radio afterwards.
Oh, right. So you cut that bit out about him. Because obviously that's on and then he's on afterwards.
He's on afterwards on the
radio. On Five Live, yeah, talking about the topics. So.
Yes, so David Dimbleby told the BBC One Question Time audience last night, that obviously came from Belfast, that Stephen was big in Northern Ireland and big across the water too. Whatever could he mean? And here's what David Dimbleby said at the end.
For those of you who have been listening to this on Five Live, I hope you've enjoyed it. You can call in and continue the debate with Question Time Extra Time on Five Live, presented by Stephen Nolan and John Pienaar. Thank you.
Why? Stephen Nolan is.
It's the Nolan that they're. He's actually here more than me.
He is called Steve Nolan.
Yes, he is.
He can't help it.
No, I don't think that's what people
it's
are
just
laughing
everyone
at.
Knows him well.
Everyone knows him very
right,
well.
Oh, right. Oh, he's big over here.
He is.
Well, he's big over here.
He's certainly big.
Well, he's big over there, too. and he's on Five Live tonight, so.
And you'll be on Twitter soon.
He'll be so pleased by that.
He will, but I think we need to be clear there. That was the Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, and her opposite number, Vernon Coker, explaining to David Dimbleby
why they were laughing
about Stephen's uniqueness, as it were.
He is big here, though.
And then I think it was Vernon Coker said that he would be on Twitter. Well, here is what Stephen tweeted afterwards. Do you know this? Did you see this?
Yes, I did.
He says, I'm using Dimbleby calling me big to go on the diet of a lifetime. The best show on British TV has set me on a challenge.
Oh, would you just love to slap him right
oh,
now?
Oh, here we go again. Because it's all right for, you know, these bright ideas of, oh, this is my motivation to lose weight.
To be fair, it has been.
We have to listen to it.
It has been only about 3 days since he last mentioned a diet. So it's been a while. So now he's going back on the wagon thanks to David Dimbleby. And that
the Dimbleby
comment.
Diet. Is that like the Doucan diet or the Atkins diet? The Dimbleby diet.
Do you think will he stick it? I feel bad laughing at him whenever he's not here to defend himself. We were trying to get him. He's on a train somewhere. And he's not
on a train. He's landed
on a train.
He's
over. No, he's on a train somewhere. Over in England.
No,
but he wouldn't answer the phone, so he's too big for us now, because now that him and Dimbleby are best mates and he's on the Dimbleby diet, then he's
between
just too
Five
big.
Live, Dimbleby, he has got no time for us anymore at all.
Yeah, I could tell that you miss him.